Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for the whole world. We should have a Yeshua from this Magefa. And we should see the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu. Where we continue our discussion of Osek B'mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah in the Tshuvis Lev Aryeh in Simen Nun Vav of Agon Reb Aryeh Lev Gros Nas. He says the following: Echad shaylo ben lamu lebel shmini meis lo aviv. The shaylai is a mitzvah kadem similas ben oporus aviv. So a person had a son to circumcise it, and in the night of the eighth day, his father died. Valenu. Now he has a shaylo. Which mitzvah comes first, circumcising his son or burying his father? If we say that mitzvah simila is first, because yet nikadala mil shnechas rodi ad gimel brisos. And there's kares for being mevatel mila. That's one side. Can't be mevatel mila because gimel yud gimel brisos, and there's like the Gemara says, and there's a kares on bitel mila. So therefore, mila should come first. Or no, he's an onen. He's pater mikol mitzvahs. So therefore, he's also pater from mitzvahs mila. V'chalav chiyuv kvura. So he's pater from mila, and therefore he should first bury his father. So lachor, the reason of the p'tur onen mikol mitzvahs is mitam osik b'mitzvah pater and mitzvah that immediately. Mishas Hamisa, he's tarred the Eitzak Kavur, Kedemashmi Bepashtis, Hamishna Bebrachas, Lafid Zayin Amid Beit, it says, Misha Meso Muta Lefan of Patr Minat Kriyas Shema, Minat Filo, Minat Filin, Umikol Mitzis Hamurs Betara, and there it says at the end, Kavuras Hames Fechazru, Imenim Yecholim Lahasra Beligmar, Chaloya Gilashur, Loya Schilu. It says if they bury the mace and then they came back, if they can't start and finish before they get back to the Shura, they shouldn't start. Talking about Kriyas Shema. Rabbi Yonah says, the time of the Milos Mishim Tanchuni Avela Medar Reis, Vachal Gilos Chasadim, Avig Gilos Chasadim in HaTorah, or Lefik Acharm, the Kevin Shosik B'mitzvah, Patr Min HaMitzvah, Vafal Pi, Shekvar Nikbar HaMeis, Lo Yaschilu. Because being Menachem Ne Avela Medar Reis, that's including Gilos Chasadim, Gilos Chasadim in HaTorah, and therefore, since Osik Mitzvah Patr Min HaMitzvah, even though the Meis is already buried, they shouldn't start. So, you see that this Inyan of Tanchuni Avela is also of Osik Mitzvah Patr Min HaMitzvah. And at the beginning there, it talks about Misha Mesa Muta Lefanav. Is Patr Min HaKriya Shema Min HaTfilim Min HaTfilim Nikol Mit HaSam Vores B'Torah. And the Mishnah included the two dinim together. So just like the latter din of Tanchumi Avelim, there it's Midin Osik B'Mitzvah Patr Min HaMitzvah. So it seemed that by Onei, the Patur is also Midin Osik B'Mitzvah Patr Min HaMitzvah, Chen Mufur Lehedya, for Rabbeinu Yonasham, or Betosis San Sheshem B'Mishnais, Shetur Onei, is why is Alt Osik B'Mitzvah Patr Min HaMitzvah. We see that also in the Tosis in Brachas Yitzayin Amid Beis, that it's also Sik B'mitzvah Patr Min HaMitzvah. So the Fizeh B'nidon Didan says Rav Gros Nas, Kevin Shemizman Shemeis Lo Aviv, Havei Onein V'tarud B'tzarchei HaMeis, since from the time his father died, he's an Onein, and he's busy with the Tzrachim of the Meis, and he's an Osik B'mitzvah. So therefore, he's Patr Mi Mitzvahs Mila. And even though Mitzvahs Mila is very Chamor, and since Mila is very chamor, Yud Gimel Britzos. Nevertheless, since the Ptur is mitam Osik B'mitzvah, so we know the rule is, even Osik B'mitzvah Kala patters you from a mitzvah chamura. And even though it can be a Makai Mitzvah Mila Yedei Acher, and he'll be Osik B'mitzvah Kfura, and we can do Shnehem, some Rishonim hold that you have to do both. So maybe he should try to do both, let somebody else do the Brit Mila. But this is the Rama writes in Aruch Chaim Lamed Ches Sif Ches. Aval im yochal lasos shteim ka'achas below Torah, yaseh shteim. If you could do both without Torah, then do both. Nevertheless, since he himself is Pater, because he himself cannot do both without Torah, for him to do both, it would require Torah. It would require, it would be troublesome for him. And lemaisa. There's no mitzvah incumbent upon him to do the bris milah. This is not called efshel l'kayim shneim. The fact that he could do it through somebody else. Efshel l'kayim shneim is you could do it, but he could do it through somebody else, not called efshel l'kayim shneim. And here there would be a tircha to do both. And where do you see that the fact that you can do Al Yidei Acher isn't called Efshel Lekayim Shnehem? Bavakama, it's Mashmos, Bavakama, and Vav. There, Rav Yosef says, Shomer Aveda is a Shomer Sachar, because he's Nene. What's the Schar of the Shomer Aveda? That he doesn't have to give the bread to the Ani when he's Tarad Basic Aveda. Even though he could give Tzedakah to an Ani through somebody else, and he'll be Osek in the Esek Aveda. So why not do both? So it must be that since he himself is Patr Mitam Osek B'Mitzvah, Patr Mana Mitzvah, there's no Chiyuv for him to do the mitzvah, even Al Yidei Acher. And that's not called Efshel Lekayim Shneim. So here also, we're not going to say Efshel Lekayim Shneim, because he can't easily do both the Bris Milah and the being busy with the Kavura, the Oninus. Therefore, he should stick with being an Onain, and he's Patr from Bris Milah. Osek B'Mitzvah, Patr Mina Mitzvah. And doing it Al Yidei Acher, the Bris Milah, is not called Efshel Lekayim Shneim. However, in the Tshuvas HaRadbaz, brought in the Sefer Ikrei Dinim, he writes, the Baal Brit Shem Mesem Mutel Lefanav, Vayi Dei Kvur Esem Mesi Yitcha Mila Makdim En Hamila, Dada Onei Pater Mi Mitzvahs, Hayno Mi Mitzvahs, Shiev Shala Asay Sa Aidei Acheirim. So you see, Das HaRadbaz, Shem Ifshar Letzer, Ev Shala Asay Sa Aidei Acheirim, Onei Mechuyav. And therefore, Baal Brit Shem Mesem Mutel Lefanav, Vayi Dei Kvur Esem Mesi, if you have a Baal Brit that he has a dead person to bury, and if he buries the dead person, then you're going to have to push off the meal, you're makdim the meal. Because that onen is pater mi mitzvahs, is mitzvahs, she efshel le'asos on al de'acherim. But this is efshel le'asos on al de'acherim. So let him do the bris meal through somebody else. Onen is mechuyev in mitzvahs, she efshel le'asos on al de'acherim. In the Noda Behuda, Tshuvas Chof Zayin and Aruch Chaim, he writes, the Mochich B'Shem HaMarshal, She'oinen Mechuyev B'Milas B'Noi, that an Oinen is Chayev to be Mal his son, and the fact that it says in the Mishnah, Yeholech L'Shchot Es Pischo, B'Lam Ales B'Noi, somebody was going to Shech this carbon Pesach, and he was going to circumcise his son, says in the Mishnah, and he hears that Meis Lo Meis, so what do we say? We say that he doesn't become Tameh in order not to be Doche his mitzvah. Writes the Noda Behuda, Vigu Fakasha, Kevin Chuonin, Echiasa Pesach, O Yomu Beno, Reonin Pater Mikola Mitzvahs, Elevade Chayev Bemilas Beno, Vasias Pesach. Understand, this guy is Holech Lishkaras Pischa Velomelas Beno, Vishamisha Meis Lo Meis. He shouldn't become Tameh and not be Doche his mitzvah of Shchitas HaPesach and Milas HaBen. What's Shchitas HaPesach and Milas HaBen? He's an Onin. Onin Pater Mikola Mitzvahs. So it must be that an onen is mechuyav in milas bino and an asiyas haPesach. So the Noda Behuda suggests she'ef shaloymar the dafka b'milo pesach chayav onen. Why? Mishum sheyesh bem kareis, that mila and pesach the onen is chayav because there's kareis and mila. Even though now there's no kareis, but there is in the future. Nisr Kareis. Somebody who never does mila is Nisr Kareis. So therefore, since it's such a chomer mitzvah, you have to do it even if you're an onen. So maybe this fellow whose father died should be chayv and bris mila. It's chayv and bris mila. Now, David doesn't even say Aidei Acher, but chlal is chayv and bris mila. Now, b'din osik mitzvah patur mina mitzvah, yesh lachkor. What's the tam? Is it mitam miut hakra? That we have a pasuk, Sukkah, Chafhei, Omer Aleph, Belechtecha Baderech, Beleches Didach, you're Mechuyev, to read Shema. But if it's Leches, the mitzvah, if you're busy with a mitzvah, you're Pater from Shema. Oh, Davi Mitam Dechia. It's not Mitam Miyuta Pasuk. It's Dechia. That the mitzvah Shu Asuk Ba, Doche Shar Mitzvahs, even though Ein Esei, Doche Esei, but the idna, the asik, the asiyas ha-mitzvah, yalfin and mikra, the nitcheis ha-mitzvah acheres mipanea. That the mitzvah that you're busy with is docha other mitzvahs. Because when you're asuk, the asiyas ha-mitzvah, we learn from the pasuk that the other mitzvah is nitcheis, is pushed off. The nafkamina. What's the nafkamina between these two tzedakim? Where efshel lekayim shneim. If it's a p'tur mitum mitam leches nidach, even be'efshar l'kayim shneim, you're going to be pater. It says if you're busy with your with your business with your business, you have to reach Shema. But if you're busy with God, you're going in God's way, then you don't have to reach Shema. So that's even if you can do both. Efshar l'kayim shneim, you're going to be pater. But if we say that it's mitam d'chia. We know that an essay is doche lo sasei. We say in Yevamis, daf chof, but efshar l'kayim shneim, it's not doche. So kol shekein be'essay doche essay efshar l'kayim shneim. Lo'i dochi, u'machui ablasas shneim. We have a rule, essay is not doche essay, right? So if you want to say that osek b'mitzvah, patrim and ha-mitzvah, that b'idna, when you're osek in the essay, you don't have to be l'kayim the other essay, mitam d'chia, because right now, you're osek, the shah that you're osek in one essay, you don't have to be mekayim a second essay. So there, just like by essay derechalos and say we say mefshel lekayim shneim, you go for it. See here also, if it's mitam d'chia, try to do both. If it's just mitam leches didach etzgzeres hakatzuv, so you're in leches de mitzvah, so you're patur even if mefshel lekayim shneim. But if it's mitam d'chia, try to get both. If that's why the pasuk tells you not to do the not to read shema. If you're busy with leches hamitzvah, so then try to do both. Try to accomplish both. And with this, we can understand the Melchokas Rishonim, the Rashba and the Ran and Sukkah Chaf Hei. If you can be Mekayim Shneim, if we say Osek Mitzvah Patam and a Mitzvah. The Rashba holds that it's Mitam Patur. And therefore, even if Efshar L'Kayim Shneim, you're Patur. Because the mitzvah you're doing now patters you from other mitzvahs. That's the Gzeres HaKasav. The Ran holds no. The Pasuk is telling you it's Megidrei Adchia. That the mitzvah you're doing now is Doicha, the mitzvah of Shema. But if Efshar L'Kayim Shneim, so it's not doche. Another nafkamina would be if you're osek be mitzvah derabanan. If you're pater oz be mitzvah deraisa. If we say it's a tour from the pasuk of leches didach, only your own leches, only your own business, you're chayiv. But if it's a leches of mitzvah, so if you're doing God's work, then you're pater from a mitzvah deraisa. Then you're pater from mitzvah kriya shema. So then even if you're osek mitzvah derabanan, you'll be pater from mitzvah deraisa. You can't say that Osek b'mitzvah d'rabbanan is a lechatz of rishus. No, it's a lechatz of mitzvah. You're still busy l'maisa with in the work of God. It's not lechatz didach. Not your own going. It's lechatz de mitzvah. You're right, it's not a mitzvah d'araisa, but it's still God's work. So therefore, you would be pater from Shema if it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan. But if we say that it's midin d'chia, wait a second, is it mitzvah d'rabbanan d'eicha mitzvah d'araisa b'vaday shelo? ונראה שבזה יחלקו הראשונים, אומר רב גורסנס. שרבנו יוינו, הוא writes that the Menachemim are pater from Shema, because they're עסוק in the mitzvah d'oraisa of gemilus chasodim, which is learned from the pasuk of Odata Lemesaderech Asher Yelchu Bazuk Milus Chasodim. So it's mashma lehedya that if it would only be a mitzvah derabbanan, there would be a p'tur mikriyas shema. That's the Ran that we mentioned at the outset, that Tanchuli Avelim is doraisa, and therefore that patters you from shema only because it's doraisa. But other Rishonim, the Rambam and others, hold that Vehodata Lehem is only an asmachta. And yet there's still pater mitzvahs kriya shema. So even though mitzvahs tanchumi avelim is only mitzvahs, they're pater from mitzvah raisa. So it must be that it's not mitam d'chia. It's mitam the p'tur of leches. And that's why even a mitzvah raban, according to the Ran, it's mitzvah raisa paters. Because it's mitam d'chia. And that's why the Ran also holds that it's mitam d'chia, and therefore if efshar l'kayim shneim, you try to do both. So if it's Efshar L'Kayim Shneim, you try to do both because it's Mitam D'chia, and since it's a Mitam D'chia, only if Gemilus Chasadim is D'oraisa, the Ran says it's going to be D'oraisa, Shema. According to the other Rishonim, we'll hold that it's only the Rabbanan. So you see that a mitzvah Rabbanan is docha Shema. The Rabbanan is docha the rice because it's mitam leches. It's not leches didach. It's leches the mitzvah. So since you're asuk but mitzvah the Rabbanan, it's not considered leches didach, and you're part of Mishar mitzvah, even the raisa. So we still have to, we have more to discuss on this. Baruch Hashem, we still have big yisodas already. And I'm hoping that in the next year, we will continue seeing the flows mitaras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.